Great Explosives, Hour 2. I'm sure you heard some very good news coming from the news that starts off the hour. I can't help myself when I'm live in the studio for talking about how the world is a terrible place and how I don't like it and it makes me sad. But, you know, when I'm here doing a pre-record, which in case you haven't guessed is actually what's happening here, you know, I don't usually make any more comments about the news because, you know, I don't, it doesn't just play. So if I make a reference to something, you might not know what I'm talking about. So let's just assume the news is very good and everyone loved it. Free puppies for everyone. Yes, that sounds good. Yeah. Yeah, let's go with that. Anyway, hour two, we are here, Great A Explosives. I'm Andrew, of course, your host all the time, every week. And this week has been a special week because we have been airing interviews that I did at South by Southwest this year, and I have been delayed at getting out. But the point is not totally to promote South by Southwest. The point is to promote these artists, and that is what I am doing today. You heard part one of an interview I did with Cray Wolf right before the break, and you heard two tracks from her during that, including Max Out and It's a Mad Ting, which I'm sorry, I inadvertently, as I realized I said that, put on a vague accent, and I probably shouldn't have, but I couldn't help it. It just rolls off the tongue better in some sort of an accent. I apologize for that, but I'm not going to go back and change it because it's not going to get any different. I'm not going to be able to say it without some sort of inflection on there. And plus, like, do you really want me to white it up? Like, really? No. White people are bad at everything. And, like, I'm not going to make it any better. I just won't. It's not going to happen. Let's listen to part two of this interview that I did with Cray Wolf, who is a delight, I have to add. I don't know if that breaks into the persona that she has built. She wants to be viewed more as like a scary, like, you know, bad-natured person, but she likes rock and metal things. So really what that means is there's a hard exterior and a soft interior. That's normally how this goes, unless you're a true monster, which, you know, I don't get the vibe. The vibe does not strike me as that being true. Anyway, let's get into this second part of the interview that I did with Cray Wolf, and we'll hear one more track to let us out. And then after that, Tiger Cub, which I was very excited to do. We'll get into that later. CJLO, 1690 AM, Great A Explosives. Here's part two of the interview I did with Cray Wolf down at South by Southwest. Stay tuned for more, all you Anglophiles that are listening. Eh? Eh? I know things about things. Yeah, stay tuned.
Let's get into some tougher subjects here.
Okay.
Let's get into the easiest, tougher subject.
Okay.
We'll get into something that's a bit tougher after that.
Okay.
let's start off with the elephant of the South By, as it were. I'm sure this is kind of like trickled down at some point to you, but a bunch of bands, including like basically all of the Irish contingency, canceled the South By due to, you know, defense contract sponsorship that South By has. Is this filtered to you?
No, what's happened?
Okay, so the main crux of it is a lot of bands are kind of unhappy because they found out that the U.S. military is one of the super sponsors for South By, which is pretty bad. And then one or two of the panels has a company that used to be called Raytheon and now has a different name to it that makes missiles. And obviously, missiles are not exactly are being underused right now in certain regions.
Okay.
So people are, well, bands are pretty unhappy about it because like they think that it kind of shines on them and kind of forces them to pick a side on the matter.
Right.
So because of this, like a bunch of bands have pulled out as kind of like a protest way to do go. I think there's like 60 or so bands at this point that have done it.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I'm wondering, do you think that music and art has the kind of same protest aspect that it used to have? Because at points in time, there was things like Woodstock, which was basically an entire protest festival.
Mm-hmm.
now it seems like the kind of world that we live in, that art and music doesn't have that same kind of ability to protest effectively against mm-hmm. things.
Well, I think music is expression. And I always just say, express yourself however you feel like it. And if you feel like pulling out is going to get the message across and you feel like you're doing your part, then by all means, go for it. Or if you feel like performing but saying your message on stage is also doing your part, then by all means, do what feels right for you, not one shirt fits all. I would say. Is that a saying?
Yeah. I mean, it can be. Anything can be a saying.
Yeah. Basically, yeah, that's what I would say to that. So, yeah, this is news to me, so it's quite interesting.
I'm sorry to spring something on you and ask you a question that you're not totally informed about. I feel bad about doing that. my mistake. Yeah. Well, let me ask you about something, and this is going to get dicey, specifically for me. And I think we'll see why pretty quickly, and you probably are already picking up on where this might be going. So as someone who does like a lot of metal things, mm-hmm. I don't really encounter many people of color, mm-hmm. except maybe in thrash bands. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of people who are like Latin. Why do you think it is that kind of a lot of people, especially people that are black, don't seem to gravitate towards heavy music in the form of like the rock genre?
I think, do you know what? There are actually a lot of people of color that do like rock with it, like a mm-hmm. lot of black people. It's just that you wouldn't know. People just assume.
That's true. There's also,
they just assume you don't.
Like, as I think about this UK, it's like Skunk Ghazi just comes to mind.
You've got like Skin Drenched doing their thing.
Yeah, that's true. Yeah.
I think, I don't know, there's this perception, people just assume because you're black, we don't listen to rock, but it's like we've been rocking and rolling for a minute. So, I think it's just an assumption. But also, maybe it's not talked about enough. And maybe there's not enough of us in the scene to show that, hey, we're here. So, which is why it's really exciting what I'm doing. So I can show like the next generation and like everyone around, like, yo, we're here. And we're killing it, period.
I am always a fan of seeing anyone who is not, you know, like this at a show. And like Montreal has a lot of women come out to shows in Montreal, which is great. And I love that. And then they usually go into bands. And then like, I think it's important to have like a better perspective in like every genre of music. Mm-hmm. So I very much appreciate the fact that you're putting this together. Are you, well, I'm guessing that you are, but have you always been a nu metal apologist like I am?
Do you know what? Yeah, so like I grew up on like rock, nu metal, you got Limp Bizkit, mm-hmm. and like they were just sick, like literally. But I like lots of genres, like anything that sounds good, I will listen to it. Even like regular pop or like, I'm so open to music and I think people should open themselves up because you just don't know what could inspire you. Just open yourself up.
Do you think that that is more a European kind of concept than it is? Because in North America, things are still very much kind of like things are pop, things are hip hop, things are metal. Like there's not really kind of the same blending. I mean, one of the best records, in my opinion, from last year is Sleep Token's record. Mm. And that's like mixing like everything together. And that's, of course, from the UK as well. Is that something that Europeans are kind of, Europeans, including England, even though, you know, the whole thing?
I think so. Do you know what it is? Being British, we just do what we want. We actually just do what we want and what we feel. And I love that about British culture. And like, don't apologize for being who you are. So yeah, if you want to blend stuff, who says you can't? Try it. It may not work the first time. Some things don't go together, but you don't know until you try it. So why knock it?
That's true. I mean, this year at South By, I've been hearing a lot of like bedroom pop with shoegaze stuff, and it really works really well together.
It works. Yeah, sometimes you just got to try it.
Well, you're mixing many different genres. Mm-hmm. You've mentioned that you like a lot of different types of music. Mm-hmm. What's the worst musical instrument?
The worst?
Mm-hmm.
The worst instrument.
Yeah.
I don't think there's a worst instrument. I don't...
See, this always takes the longest amount of time for people to answer for I guess as kind of like, I don't want to ostracize anyone who plays.
Yeah. No, I feel like every instrument plays their part. Like, everyone plays their part. And not necessarily for every song, but there is a song for every instrument. So I don't want to say there's a worst because, like, even like the triangle, like, there's a place for it in certain songs. So I couldn't tell you what the worst one is.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
Well, you have your a project, right? That's what you called it.
Yeah.
Correct. I remembered. I'm good at remembering things. No, I'm not. You have a project and it's coming out. When do you think it's going to be like available for people to like ingest and listen to? Yeah.
I would like to get it out. I think I want to say in the summer. Mm-hmm. I'd like it to be out by the summer. it's actually basically finished, but like just got to make sure you put all the work behind.
It's the finishing touches and like getting ready, making sure people know about it. Get it going and then. And tonight you played, well, back home, you normally play with a band. Tonight you didn't. Do you get like more energy from the band? Like, I mean, it sounds like you would. Like, what kind of is the difference that you feel when you're up there?
Do you know what? Band, no band, I rock it the same. It's the same because it's my songs because I wrote them. So it's actually the same. But with the band, it's like a separate vibe because now you're getting the, orchestral feeling. And like, it's a vibe because everyone's energy is just together. So I think both is sick. So if you get a chance to see me, you're going to enjoy whatever I give you.
And the band is on the project record release you're going to do, or is that still?
So the project is me, and I'm gonna have a couple songs where with the band where we do like live. What's the word? Live
recording.
Live arrangements in there. So
Well, I look forward to hearing what you put out for all of us to listen to I have a feeling based on tonight it will be pretty good.
Thank you so much.
That's just my thoughts, though.
Thank you. I'm so glad you like it. Thank you. You guys having a good time?
Yeah!
Are you having a good time?
Yeah!
I love it. So I go by the name of Cray Wolf. When I say Cray, I want to say Wolf, but like Wolf from Chess. Can you do that? Yeah? So Cray?
Wolf.
Cray?
Wolf.
Cray?
Wolf.
Amazing. You guys are now part of the pack. Let's be real. So the next song I'm going to do is giving you a taste of what I'm really on, like some rock star bad B business. Do you get it? Do you get it?
Yes.
Do you get it?
Yes.
Amazing. All right, so this is Beast Mode. Good enough. I don't do basic, no chasing a liquor. It's touching a tongue, yeah, I like it rough. I know you're wary, my confidence scary. It's blowing your mind, that's kind of tough. You ain't used to that kind of stuff. But you ain't used to that kind of stuff. Chasing my money, I'm on the run. Let me be blunt, I'm not the one. You're in the back, I'm in the front. Not like the rest, I call it fun. Always stay ready, I pack a punch. Then you can beat me, then you're really dumb. That's how when you're seeing the sun. Thank you. So once again, I go by the name of Cray Wolf. So that's Cray.